OCIDA has several tools available to it, like CIDA does and CIDA has done for the Marriott and Armory Square and the Destiny project in the earlier phases. But whether it's something like a break on their construction costs, or whether it's something in the neighborhood of a property tax agreement, there has been no conversation about that. We're in the very early stages. We would need to see from Destiny what their numbers look like and what kind of gap, if any, there might be. There is an argument that that project has become so valuable that perhaps a hotel could be built without the county participating at all, and we'll wait and see whether that's the case. But I also recognize that the county is a partner in the Destiny project, and county taxpayers have also done things like participate in the on-center convention center. They are participating in the Hotel Syracuse. So we have to be smart. If that is all a public investment, that it be structured in a way that helps all ships to rise. And if we're not participating at all in the conversation, then I think we put the previous investment at risk. So there's a lot of moving pieces. It's very early in the conversation. I'm going to do what I can to balance the protection of the property taxpayer with the knowledge that I have that the more outside folks come into this community, the more tourists we can draw, the more money they spend when they're here, the better off the property taxpayer will be.